Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. Last week, we discussed forgiveness in the gathering, and today's episode is the path that holds us. Now, have you ever hit that wall of burnout? It can feel like you're running a never-ending marathon all alone, with no finish line in sight and every water station mysteriously closed. We often talk about mission and purpose as they belong to us individually. My mission, my purpose. While there's truth to that, chasing these paths in isolation can lead to exhaustion, disappointment, and eventually throwing in the towel. So today, let's shift our perspective. We'll dive into a crucial part of the Christian journey. We are not just connected. We are meant to be on mission together. Our community isn't an obstacle to our purpose. It's the energy that fuels our request. It's what keeps us going. Now let's take a moment to reflect on the powerful message in Hebrews. This scripture speaks to the struggles of facing tough times and the necessity of holding on to our hope. Hebrews 10:24-25 tells us, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much that more as you see the day approaching." Did you notice the opening phrase? Let us consider. This isn't just a casual suggestion. It's an intentional call to action, urging us to think about our relationships. Our time together should be about more than just personal comfort or gaining knowledge. It's all about encouraging each other to love and do good deeds. Think of two knives rubbing together. This interaction makes them sharper and more effective. Our mission field is complex, and we can't afford to work with dull tools. We need each other to sharpen our focus and ignite our passion for service. The following message serves as a vital reminder. Don't neglect to meet together. Why is this so important? Well, because isolation can seriously undermine our resilience. When we pull away, we miss out on that essential encouragement. In solitude, we become vulnerable to doubt, fatigue, and the misleading belief that we are facing our struggles alone. Community provides the accountability and emotional support we need to stay strong in our challenging missions. When someone is down, others help lift them up. When one of us is thriving, that positivity can lift everyone around. It's crucial to remind that your mission is a team effort. Your ability to persist is closely linked to the encouragement you give and receive. Overlooking the importance of fellowship isn't just a minor scheduling issue. It's a significant mistake for the mission. We gather to recharge ourselves so we can go back out there and serve. While the book of Hebrews highlights the importance of fellowship, the book of Acts shows us how it plays out in real life. So just think about the beginning of one of our history's biggest missions efforts, Paul and Barnabas' first missionary journey. In Acts 13:1-3, it tells us about the community at Antioch, where prophets and teachers were gathered together. While they were actively worshiping and fasting, the Holy Spirit spoke, urging them to set aside Barnabas and Saul for a special mission. After they prayed, fasted, and laid hands on them, they sent them off. This moment is important. It shows that Paul and Barnabas didn't receive their calling in isolation. They were surrounded by a diverse group of leaders. Their mission emerged from shared worship, emphasizing that mission is less about individual revelation and more about collective discernment. The Holy Spirit calls the whole community to action. As seen when they declared, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul." This act of laying hands on Paul and Barnabas isn't just a ritual. It's a powerful statement from the community affirming, "We are with you. We support your journey, and we're backing you all the way." They didn't go out alone. They were sent with intention and purpose, underpinned by the strength of their community. This reinforces a vital truth. Our connection matters. Your unique calling is recognized and empowered by those around you. Together, we pool our resources, prayers, and spiritual strength to uplift one another in our journey. What does this mean for us today? Well, if fellowship truly fuels our mission and resilience, then we must prioritize it, not as casual weekend tasks, but as essential as our very breath. In solitude, our vision may fade and our mission may feel overwhelming. But in fellowship, we are reminded of our greater purpose and the transformative power of the gospel, especially during our challenging days. Others can help us stay focused when we feel lost. No single person has all the gifts needed for the mission. Paul thrived on the encouragement of Barnabas, while Barnabas drew strength from Paul's teaching. The church in Antioch was rich with diverse leaders. Your fellowship is like a spiritual toolbox, offering gifts and skills that enhance our collective missions. Endurance isn't just about pushing forward. It also means knowing there's a safe place for rest, healing, and renewal. After finishing their journey, Acts 14:27 tells us that Paul and Barnabas returned to Antioch, where they brought everyone together to share all that God had accomplished through them. Fellowship is a space where we celebrate our achievements, recognize our weakness, and fill our spiritual tanks. The mission can be challenging and the path can feel long, but remember, you were never meant to walk alone. The connections we nurture are what carry us through. Let's circle back to our core message. We aren't just connected, we are sent out as one. Your community isn't an afterthought. It's the very foundation of your mission, purpose, and strength. When we commit to motivating one another, worshiping together, praying and uplifting each other, we tap into a remarkable strength, a united purpose, and a resilience that can face any obstacles. Now, let's take a moment to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of community. We ask that you ignite your hearts to uplift each other in love and good deeds. Empower us through the strength of our fellowship to carry out your mission and grant us the endurance to finish the race with joy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you again for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on one heart, many hands. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.